Hello, pals o' mine. Happy Earth Week. If your knees aren't green, by the end of the day, you ought to seriously re-examine your life. Calvin and Hobbes. I'm not a big gardener because of the weed factor, but I do enjoy working in the yard. Trimming, deadheading roses and other flowering bushes. I don't care for those plants that come across and fly over that make me sneeze while I'm working in the yard, but everything's so lovely and it's so great to be outside. In fact, it's really difficult for me to work in a gym. It is so boring. I love hiking every weekend if I can. During the week, I walk along the river. During the weekend, though, I'm fortunate to live in Northern California, so there are so many options. Mountains, oceanside, desert is not that long of a drive. Many options. Fabulous, absolutely fabulous. So I was on a hike this past weekend, another one that I hadn't been on before. There's so many that I haven't been on. It's all these new adventures. It's great to be outside and on an adventure, meeting new people. It's just the best, absolute best. Anyway, one of my fellow hiking buddies was telling me that he's got Mount Whitney is on his to-do list, which will never be on mine. Frankly, don't need to do that. I have friends that have hiked it several times. I just have no need to work that hard, frankly. Anyway, I told him that what I would like to do is to hike sections of the Appalachian Trail in the different states that it runs through, just to look at different terrain. And I don't want to hike the whole thing. That's just way too much work. But he was telling me about this book that he read, and I read it as well, turned out, Into the Woods, Bill Bryson, where he talked about hiking the Appalachian Trail. So my friend is telling me he's in Tennessee, some town outside of Gatlinburg, but I don't remember the town that he was in. But anyway, it's business related. And so he just goes for a little drive and looking at the sites, and he happens to see the sign off to the side with an arrow pointing to the Appalachian Trail. And he thinks, oh my God, there's a trail. You know, I'm reading about the Appalachian Trail, and there it is. He didn't realize how close proximity he was to it. So with his book in hand, he, you know, walks a little bit, walks for a little while and sits down on a bench and just enjoying the ambiance and the area, and he picks up the book and he starts to read it, or continues to read it, I should say, and he realizes he is on the exact spot, in the exact spot in the book that Bryson is writing about. Like, just all synchronicity, just serendipity, et cetera, et cetera. I just love when stuff like that happens. Just everything gets lined up. So that's something that was, I thought was pretty cool. And I was happy for him because he was so excited talking about it. So then I meet another person on the hike, a new hiker for me. It's a big hiking group. It's in meetup.com. If you love to hike as much as I do, meetup.com. It's all over the world. Just plug in your zip code or town and see who's doing it in your area. It's great because, like I said, you get to be outside. It's exercise, healthy, outside, but meeting new people all the time. There's always somebody new. It's great. So one of the gals, her name was Christine Hansen, and I thought, oh, it probably isn't her. Her being, there was a student 6 years ahead of me in high school, Christine Hansen, that later became a weather girl in many of the local stations and posed for Playboy. So that was a big scandal. Like, oh, you know, she was in Playboy. You know, oh my God, have you seen it? Because every man who's around that time remembers that really well. And I thought, well, that would be a really weird coincidence if that was her. And would she even use the same name? You know, because I had heard that she had married and gotten a real estate and was doing something else, but I hadn't really heard what. Well, it turns out it was not the Christine Hansen, although, coincidentally, this one actually had met her in an exercise class. And she said Christine Hansen was just constantly looking at herself in the mirror to see how she looked, posing and shoulders back and all of that. It was really funny. And so I looked up Christine Hansen, Googled it to see what she's doing now, you know, Christine Hansen, just out of curiosity. And apparently she hosts a show on the DIY network, a gardening show. So, there you go. So I was asking this Christine Hansen what she did for a living. And she says she's a Medicare fraud investigator. So when there's a spike in benefits, they know someone is trying to mess with the system, take advantage of it, and so she basically goes out to collect evidence. And I asked her unusual cases, and she says, well, something that's not unusual is when a doctor or pharmacist dies, that their IDs are stolen, and all those drugs that are available now suddenly start spiking. So she goes out to one of these doctor's offices, and all these people are living in it, these homeless people, drug addicts, just under the desk, on top of the desk, in the entryway. And I just wonder, how long was the guy, I'm assuming it's a guy, the doctor deceased, that no one would have been in that office space? I mean, even to rent it out, you would think the owner of the building, or if it's a landlord, I don't know, maybe he owned the space, but I don't know, it just seems odd that it would be empty that long without anybody knowing it. But, you know, people do what they need to do, right, to make their lives better, I guess. For me, it's my working space. I've been a desk jockey for most of my life, and after a while, you just get tired of sitting. You just really get tired of sitting. I know those people who have careers that require standing all the time would love to have sitting down time. It's, I guess, one extreme to the other. So I just love this idea of standing at the desk, these standing desks. Great idea. Draftsmen have had them for years, of course, because they have to spread the blueprints out and discuss them with the other employees. But the desk factor, I just wanted something I could walk away, walk to, walk away, walk to, without having to get up and down from the chair. It's just not practical. It's just irritating, and it kind of interlopes in my train of thought. So, of course, there are desks now where the center of the desk can rise on a hydraulic system. So if you want to go back and forth from sitting and standing, you can do that. Of course, they're not inexpensive. So I'm looking at standing desks, quote unquote, and they're not really, a lot of them are short, you know, not very long. I like to spread out. I need to spread out. I have a beautiful desk space that I got from Scandinavian Designs years ago, and it's more like a table. There's no drawers. It's just lots of nice open space. So what I thought I'd do was get a cocktail table. Cocktail table would be the right height. I found out that there's two heights for cocktail tables as I walked from furniture store to furniture store. So I determined the right height for me because it's, you know, it's, you have to have where your elbows are going to be resting on it, just where your laptop is sitting. So I measured it, got the right height, and went on Craigslist and found one for just $85. Pine cocktail table. Perfect. Perfect. So I'm doing it for a practical purpose. One, I don't like to sit so much. I sit too much and my butt starts to hurt after a while. And second and more importantly for me, is, as I say, the practicality aspect of it. I want to be able to walk away and come back, because ideas, thoughts pop up sporadically, like a pop quiz, and I don't know when they're coming. I want to be able to walk over there, type it in, or look it up, and then walk away again. So now, apparently, Stanford University Center for Longevity researchers are teaming with Blue Shield employees to see if using these specialized sit or stand desks are beneficial to one's health. So they've got tracking monitors on them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to see if, in fact, it does improve one's health, i.e. lower cholesterol. So I might have an added benefit to my practical office move. So I just want to throw that by you. There's so many different places you can find standing desks now. You just Google it, and they're all over the place, all different sizes and costs. And, in fact, the state, a lot of times, if whatever state you're in, they'll have a warehouse or an outlet of used furniture, and they often have those blueprint draft tables available. So if you really need a long one, that's a potential option as well. So here's what I spotted driving this week. A parrot rescue business. I just wondered, like, how busy are they? I know people lose birds. It's not uncommon. But it's pretty specific. Parrot rescues, you know. And then this morning, I'm in a fast food drive-thru, and the 20-something girl driver in front of me is just on the phone, you know, blah, 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 and is just throwing garbage out the window like it's the most normal thing to do. I just want to flick her in the head. Actually, what I really wanted to do was pick all that garbage up and throw it back in their car and say, hey, you forgot something. Stephen Wright quote, when I die, I'm leaving my body to science. Fiction. So I read this book called Then We Came to the End by Joshua Ferris. And it's about an ad agency, but really it's office work. All of those of us who have worked in offices can relate to most of this book. I mean, you know, the coffee breaks, the boredom, killing time, the socializing, the layoffs. I mean, just, you know, the mundane aspects of it. And it's kind of longer than it needed to be, the book was. I got to the point from earlier. But there's this one line, I love this imagery. This guy had some sort of leg injury, and he had surgery. And the writer says, the joints of his crutches creaking like a 19th century whaler. A 19th century whaler. Wow, how does that even come up in your mind? How does it even pop up? Like, where did that come from? That analogy would just come floating. It just fascinated me that I have writer friends, being a writer, but some people are just naturally gab like that. That's just part of their normal conversation. For instance, a friend of mine is always writing little snarky, pithy comments on Facebook. Like this week, she said, judging by the noises my tummy is making, I think there's probably an 18th century ghost pirate ship somewhere in there. What? So from a 19th century whaler to an 18th century ghost pirate ship, all in the same week. Two different sources. How bizarre is that? I guess as bizarre as a man reading about the Appalachian Trail as he's standing on the spot reading about it. Life is an adventure, isn't it? So enjoy your Earth Week, I hope, and continue on enjoying it and supporting it and bringing awareness and trying to keep it healthy or get it back on a healthier track. Do something different this week. Buy yourself flowers.